If you will discipline yourself to worship me, then I will bathe your spirit with my glory and my presence. My glory and my presence are always available. But you're the one who must do your part so that you can receive from my glory, from my presence, what it is I want to do in you. You must discipline yourself to worship me. Worship comes naturally for your spirit, but not for your soul. This is why it requires discipline on your part. You are the one who must discipline yourself to worship me. You must fight the distractions, even those distractions which take place during the service when your mind tends to wander away from me. Bring your mind back in line with your spirit. Discipline yourself to worship me, to release from within that which you possess, which is your worship. For I did say that those that worship God, they must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So again I say to you, exercise the power of your new nature and worship me. Discipline yourself unto worship. During these times, when you have committed this portion of the service to worshiping me, do it. Do it. That is the purpose for this time. And in every service, when you come together and the time is set aside for worship, enter in. Enter in. For I say unto you, if you will do this, greater transformation awaits for you. My glory is accessible to you if you will discipline yourself to worship me, says the Lord.